Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper. So you're looking south and you can't see your toes, and that sideways profile in the mirror is looking pretty creative. Someone once joked, I used to look very athletic, but that's all behind me now. This week, I wanted to address motivations for losing that, I guess, that extra insulation. For those of you who have that extra padding and are quite happy with it, that's perfectly okay. For others, research suggests that our confidence is inversely proportional to our spare tire size. The difference in the way we feel when we are fitter and trimmer is extraordinary. It's like we're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Got a job interview, you'll feel so much more confident. Looking for a partner, you will feel so much more confident. Tell them to take a number. Oh, I'm being a bit glib, but you get where I'm going. Besides, the increased rubber tire syndrome leads to serious health complications. Life is meant to be lived to the full. When Jesus said, I have come to give you life and to give it abundantly, is it possible he meant every area of our life, including feeling better about ourselves and looking after our bodies? And that means we'll be even more confident to do things for God. I can't see God frowning on you for wanting to lose that little bit extra you've put on, providing, of course, it doesn't become your God. So, let's get some pride in our appearance. Next week, we'll look at fun tips to help lose weight and catapult our confidence to a whole new level. And I'm sorry, but you know that gigantic donut cake pan set that Nana gave you for Christmas? It's really got to go. I'm Aaron Wright for the Salvos.